Well, no 2 days are the same, and I have had to learn this job as I went along. When I first joined, I initially went to school in Somerset, went to school in the village where I lived, next door in Cossington. I went to school in Glastonbury, went to school in Taunton, then I went off to Oxford University, and from there I joined the Foreign Office. But I didn't know very much of what to expect. I'd not been abroad as a child, though I'd enjoyed studying languages at school, so for me it was a rather wonderful opportunity to see what the rest of the world was like and to put into practice some of what I'd learned. But, you know, what does it amount to? It varies hugely in different parts of the world. Sometimes you are dealing with horrendous crises. Sometimes you might be dealing with drought. You might be dealing with disease like Ebola. You might be busy trying to win contracts for British companies abroad. We do a great deal of that these days. You might be doing foreign policy work, engaging in Washington, for example, with the U.S. government and the United States Congress on what are we going to do about the ghastly civil war in Syria, how to stop Iran getting nuclear weapons, what can we do to lower tensions in the South China Sea, lots of different things. And then you're also, in a country like this, which is so enormous, I'm out there waving the flag for Britain, promoting the country, promoting our culture. We have a big defense relationship. We have a very important intelligence relationship, working together to try to catch the bad guys before they blow airplanes out of the air or start slaughtering people with knives and machetes and whatever else they're using. That's a hugely important part of our relationship with America.
I wonder, is there a particular moment that you can touch on or that you can think, goodness, we really truly achieved something on that particular day, on that particular week?
Well, there are lots of different things. Let me give you a couple of tiny examples. I think recently, one of the things I was very pleased about, this may sound a little bit policy wonkish, but I'll mention it nonetheless. I and my fellow ambassadors from the other governments negotiating with Iran to ensure that there was not going to be an Iranian nuclear military program were engaged with the United States government in trying to sell this agreement as the best way of protecting regional security, the security of Israel, stopping the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East, to the elected representatives of the American people in the United States Congress. Many of them were skeptical, but the fact that we were able to go up there and say, here's why we think this is a good thing, not just the Obama administration, I think did make a difference.
You leave it at a particularly interesting time, in a year when there are presidential elections, and if the polls are to be believed, we will either have America's first female president or potentially the prospect of President Donald Trump. Now, I know the role of a diplomat is to be diplomatic, but have there ever been times where you've heard statements made by American politicians or wherever it may be and really had to fight the urge to be undiplomatic, to say what's truly on your mind?
Well, you're quite right. One of the things that we're not supposed to do is to get involved in other people's domestic politics, and we don't. Part of my job is, of course, to get to know the candidates. That's what I did 4 years ago in the last election. That's what I've been doing in preparation for this election. No, there have been one or two moments when I have had to say, look, this is just factually wrong, where the campaign or the candidates have got into saying things about our country where I feel it's just wrong and I've had to correct them. You know, for example, when Donald Trump said at some point that, you know, Britain's got a huge Muslim immigrant problem, just not true, which we were busy hiding or denying or whatever it was he said. I had to say very politely, you know, actually that's not how things are, and we're very proud of the Muslim community in the United Kingdom. But generally speaking, we don't get involved, we don't get to take sides. It is our job to get to know the people who might in the future be the president or vice president of the United States, and that's what we try to do.
Ambassador, you have seen all of the world in all of its glories, but we have to say that Somerset is an absolutely glorious place in itself. What do Americans make of the UK, and in particular Somerset? What do they know of us?
Well, lots of Americans come to Britain, of course, as you know. Lots of businesses, lots of tourists, lots of political people come through London. The Foreign Secretary, the Secretary of State, is in London at the moment. So everybody knows Britain very well. My slight regret is that people do not get out and about beyond the southeast as much as they should. They will sometimes go to Scotland. They may sometimes go to, you know, Ascot and Henley and so on during the summer season. But the glories of Somerset and all the wonderful things there are to see in Wells and Glastonbury and Bath and so on, and travelling in different parts of the county, I don't think people do see as much as they do. I promote the county to the extent that I can. I offer cider and cheddar cheese and so on. And I certainly do a great deal with the aerospace industry, which is, of course, very important in Bristol and Somerset.